Hey, Matthew, you there?
Yeah, buddy, what's going on?
Not too much. Good to have you on, man.
Nice. We're here, LMC Reptiles. It's our business name, you know. So how are you doing tonight, bud?
I'm not too doing bad at all over here. We're just up in Canada. It's a little bit chilly out here today, but nothing that we can't handle, right?
Yeah, we're here in Florida, bro, Jacksonville.
So that's awesome. Nice.
What part of Canada?
I'm up north by Algonquin Park, like Muskoka area. It's up north. We get way more snow up here up north where we live. We live like in the woods, basically in the sticks.
Oh wow! So how was that storm? Is it past you guys, or is it still there?
We just got a little bit of snow. It doesn't seem like much of a storm, and there it's not that windy out at all. I was just outside not too long ago after Ada went outside. So it's not too bad here.
Nice, man. So we started back in April, dude. We're pretty new still. It's just me and my wife, and then we came up with LMC Reptiles for Lauren Matthew Krigo Reptiles, because that's our last name, Krigo. So Lauren Matthew, which would just be LMC. So that's how we came up with our name.
Yeah, it's very creative. I like that. It's a very nice name too. It's awesome. And I went and signed up for your Instagram too, and you got that thing where you're giving away a giveaway, right? For a thermostat. Not a thermostat. Sorry. It's a thermostat, right?
Yeah, we're giving that thermostat away. It's a Vivarium Electronics. When we get 2,000 followers on our Instagram, we're going to give that thing away and do like a, how everyone does, like the raffle kind of things, but just like the giveaway. Do like the spin wheel or something like that. So you just have to like tag three of your friends and share the post on our Instagram or on your Instagram and tag three of your friends, and then we'll put you in the entry to win it.
Oh, that's awesome. I like those thermostats too, the Vivarium ones.
We have a couple of them, honestly. And then, you know, we've talked to a few people, and you can actually run a couple racks. Even if you just have the one with the one probe, you can plug the thermostat into a, just a normal. You can run multiple racks off of it. They're really neat, man. I like them a lot.
And it's the Vivarium 100, right? The one that you're giving
away
for?
Yes, it's the 100. Yep, exactly.
And how many racks do you think you could run off of the 100?
I think you can do, if you don't have like giant racks, I think you can do two or three of them, but I wouldn't do more than that. But you can definitely run, I have one of them right now running three. But they're smaller racks. They're, it's like a little hatchling rack and then a sub-adult rack. And then another sub-adult rack. So,
oh, nice. Yeah. So, I'm gonna, if you don't mind, I'm gonna post a post, if you're okay with it, about the giveaway and stuff like that, and too for people to go follow you on Instagram on the Wild About Ball Pythons group on Facebook. Do you mind if I do that?
No, absolutely. Please do it, man. That would be amazing. That was totally awesome. We're doing some sticker swaps too. So we definitely, or you know, if someone wants to, you know, do a sticker swap, message us on Instagram and we would be gladly to send you guys stickers. And we're doing them in different countries too, so if you guys live in, you know, Canada, we'll definitely send them to Canada too. So some people are like, man, well, we live in a different country. We're like, well, we're sending them there too. So kind of cool.
Nice. I don't have no stickers. I see a lot of people are doing that, the sticker swaps. I was trying to look for a place in Canada that can design me some of my own stickers with my design, you know what I mean? So I just give them my design, see what they can do with it, or if they could enhance it in any way, or I'm just not sure of where to go in Canada to get stickers made at a good rate, or what a good rate would even be, right?
You know, we went through this company called Sticker Mule.
Oh, I heard of them.
Sticker Mule, and they seem to be really good, man. And they'll like, they send us like some hot sauce too, and they keep sending like coasters and stickers and stuff every time we get stuff from them, and they come up with like weekly deals, and they're pretty good. And so if you have the logo already, and you want to try them, I'm sure they would send to you guys too.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them before. I'll check them out. I think I've seen another bunch of people that were getting their stickers done there too. So yeah. Hey, if you're representing them too, I'll definitely give them a try, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's who we went through. And then, yeah, so we're getting some stuff from them. And then through, like, Vista Print for our, we got some posts. So, yeah. It seems a little tougher in the colder weather to keep the snakes, you know, but I guess in Florida here, we got some really nice humidity, so it makes some really nice weather for keeping the ball pythons.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Like year round.
Yeah, I have a few friends that live up there in Florida, and they keep even their reptiles like outside in screen cages and stuff like that. So it's pretty nice for that kind of climate, right?
Yeah, I don't have quite that set up yet, but we're trying to get, you know, a little bit expanded one day, but it's going to take a lot of work. Possibly doing like a 12x12 edition or something and trying to expand a little bit. But right now we're pretty confined to a pretty small area, but like the outdoor cage, we're going to try to get, you know, maybe like an Argus monitor soon or something like that, and possibly build a cage outside, just something temporary for it to hang out in, you know, if we want to let them get some exercise and hang out with them outside or something. But I haven't put too much thought into the outdoor cage yet. But that would be like something that I could see in the future if we were going to do something outside for him. Otherwise, I don't really have anything else that would really go outside. We have 2 bearded dragons and 2 crested geckos and a leopard gecko.
I seen your crested gecko. It's beautiful, those two.
Yeah, they're we, you know, it's weird. We haven't like indulged too much into like the morphs and the leopard geckos and the crested geckos, but we really like them. And the wife really likes the frog butts for some reason. She's like, I don't like buy the ones with tails. She's like, if the tails fall off, we just want to go ahead and get the ones without them. And I'm like, okay, so you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, so we're into getting more, but just like we just don't know yet what we're gonna do, you know, which morphs or anything. But then she really likes the dark knights too, and the leopard geckos. So, you know.
Oh, nice! Yeah, I seen the one that you showed me there. That one you shared me the picture with.
Yeah, and you know, I looked into how you make them, and it seems like a long process. Like if you were to start from scratch, it seems like the guy was saying you just take your normals and keep line breeding them, and then they eventually get darker and darker, and after like years and years, you get the dark ones. So he was saying you're better off if you're going to try and do something like that to just go ahead and buy 2 of the dark ones and save yourself a lot of the trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know the exact extent of that, if it was a certain type that you start with, but he definitely said you have to start out and just breed them, like keep line breeding and line breeding, and they eventually get darker and darker. So that was pretty neat and pretty interesting to know.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. That's awesome. So let's talk a little ball python talk here now. So what kind of morphs and stuff are you working with, and what's your collection consisting of, if you're able to tell us?
Out with, this was back in April. We started out with just a super pastel inchy fire. And the first time I looked that up, I ran into Marcus Jane's website, which... you know, a lot of people know who Marcus Jane is, and I was just kind of blown away by just the pure beauty and pattern of the snakes in general, you know, the python. So I'm just like, oh, I was like just so indulgent in it. And I go to work after having this, you know, the first one, we call him Zeppelin, and the wife calls me and says, Matt, there's an all-white snake with blue eyes, and it's called a blue-eyed leucistic. And they call them like Lucy's and stuff like that. And so we started just looking up stuff and just were just completely blown away. Now, you've probably seen my Facebook. I do a lot of woodworking and stuff. So the creative part of me is not like a slacking part of me. So I was just like, wow, what is all this stuff? I have to learn about this. So I literally dove into it. And our first recessive project was a ghost head exanthic project. So we've got from the super pastel entry, we went to the blue-eyed leucistic, and then went straight into the recessive projects. I just started going on the morph market and looking them up. So we got hypo hedexanthic male with a hypo spider hedexanthic female from Ball Brilliance, and that would be our first project that I saw would be something cool that I wanted. And before we even thought about LMC reptiles or anything, that was kind of the first go-to recessive project, and still one of my favorite ones to this day, and one of my go-to projects now is the same thing, the exanthic ghost, but with pied added. So that's kind of like my main project right now. If I wanted to say I want to get anything like under my belt, sort of kind of, would be a hypo exanthic pied. I just feel like would be the epitome of what I'm really going for and what we're kind of going for in our first kind of project. So right now we have a fire pastel pinstripe exanthic bred to an exanthic het pied, just to kind of get a little bit of that jump started and try and get some cool stuff with the exanthics, and then a fire pastel pied to the exanthic het pied, just to kind of get the little exanthic pied going, and then we're going to throw some hypo into it and stuff. So also we've got some enhancer stuff that we've got from Canada, from DPR Cold Blood. Super good guy up there. We got the enhancer stuff. We have an Inchy Het Enhancer, and then we have a Cinnamon Lesser Het Enhancer Het Genetic Stripe, which I know a lot of the Canadians up there, they love the genetic stripe and the enhancer. And then I know a lot of people down here work more with Desert Ghost. So we don't have any enhancer male, so we actually have a male Het Desert Ghost. So we're going to try and do like the little mixture of the enhancer Desert Ghost to get our visuals on that. So well, that's another one, you know, we've got... I mean, I could tell you all of them. How many do you want me to tell you? We have right now, I think, 12 recessive projects that we bought into. Het Monsoon, we bought from DPR Cold Blood. So we got some monsoon stuff. I want to do, I don't know. I have this idea with the monsoon. It just sounds really neat to me, which is we have a cinnamon orange belly, and then we have a black pastel Het pied, possible mahogany too, that I want to put to the Het Monsoon. So we're going to try for a cinnamon 8-ball monsoon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I just think that sounds like incredible.
It sounds incredible for sure.
Yeah, I just feel like it'd be like the really dark with the white speckling possibly, and just be something really incredible. Now, I don't know if people are trying that yet, but to me, that is going to be real one that's really cool. And then we're going to actually mix him up with our exanthic stuff as well. So we're going to do exanthic monsoon and try to get cinnamon 8-ball monsoons. We're going to do a lot of hypo pied stuff. Me and the wife, we just bought from Bob Vu. We're still making some payments on it, an acid black pastel het hypo that we're going to put to our hypo pied as well. So try to get some acid stuff like, from Bob, we got the black pastel acid het hypo, and then we've got from Snake Eyes a hypo pied. So we're gonna try for the acid black pastel hypo het pied, and then mix that the pied stuff. It's just really neat. We've got just a bunch of really cool stuff, but we've got like a banana pied and a Gene X Orange Dream Het Pied that we're going to put together. Also, let me look. We've got some Ultramel stuff right now. The Enchi that I was telling you about, our first one that we ever got was the Super Pastel Enchi Fire. We put him to our Enchi Het Ultramel. And then, we had the Ultramel male, the visual, but for some reason she did not want anything to do with him. So we tried another male, and they locked right up. So I don't know. I was going to go for some sunbeams and try to get the visual sunbeams, but then when it didn't happen, I'm like, kind of got a little impatient, honestly, and maybe I should have held out and waited, but now I'm like, okay, well, super inchies are really cool, and, you know, just trying to roll with the punches, whatever kind of happens, you know. And then some other stuff would be some lavender albino stuff.
Really nice.
Yeah, I really like the leopard dreamsicle. So we ended up getting from Snake Eyes as well, a leopard double head, and then a female just double head. So lavender pied. So that's pretty cool. So that one's a little bit of ways. A lot of our stuff are 2020s. You know, we just bought a bunch of 2020 males and females for future projects, but it, the first nine that we have that are, we're gonna pretty much have ready first would be a couple Xanthic stuff, that hypo spider that I was telling you about that's head Xanthic. And then we have an Xanthic het pie female that I haven't made my mind up completely if I'm going to put the Xanthic het pie male and just try to get some lightning pies, or go ahead and put the hypo pie straight to her. So I still have a couple months to decide on that, because he's not big enough yet and she's not really ready yet either. But so we have some really cool ones that are going to be ready soon. One of them's a super Mojave spider that I'm going to put to a blackhead pastel het lavender albino. So I really like the blackhead Mojaves and with spider and pastel, and then het lavender I think would be really cool. So that's another one, you know, the lavender. And then we do have a black pastel Candino that is really pretty. We just got her with a blade het candy het clown male, so that should be pretty cool. And then I mean, honestly, we have a bunch of clown stuff. We got a spot nose clown male from Constricted Reptiles that is just top notch. Like, he's beautiful. And then from Kittinger Reptiles, we've got a pastel leopard het clown het pied female, and a from Fireball Pythons, a yellow belly orange dream het pied het clown. From Bob Vu, we got a chocolate pinstripe het clown. So those are going to be like our four clown projects right there. And with our actually, I got five. I got one more. We have a pastel clown from Jersey Balls that is just beautiful. But I think I'm going to do something different with her and not put her into that first clown project. Probably do something either with the monsoon, try to get some het clowns with the monsoon or something like that. Maybe just try and switch it up and do something different with him with some clown too. So we have quite a lot of recessive stuff, honestly. And then our non-recessive, I mean, it's all calico stuff, calico and sugar. We have some amazing calico and sugar stuff. So I really feel like within the next couple of years, we can be producing some really beautiful stuff just from, you know, our first nine pairings. And then if we get into like the third year when we're getting our hatchlings raised up, we're really going to be into some really unique pattern and color and recessive projects. Some of them 3 and 4 times recessive, you know. The genetic stripe enhancer that we got from up in Canada, the first pairing with those are going to be het genetic stripe het enhancers to het desert ghost het clown possible het caramel albinos. So that would be like a 5 times recessive if that one proves out to be with 2 different females. Now it's a long shot, you know, and it breaks the calculator on the morphing, but it's you know, just really fun and exciting. And I did a lot of research. So yeah, we just spent hours on Born Market and hours on the calculator, and I just sat there and I tried to learn this stuff like it was like my job to like learn it, you know? So I feel like every time we got into a project, I would pick it out. The wife would actually pick out the snake, and then we would get it and then, you know, put them into the project. So we try to get like males and females and to most of the projects, you know, and not just get like one that we didn't have anything for it. So we do have a lot of like a high male ratio to our collection, which I know a lot of people kind of frown upon and don't really seem to think it's a good idea, but we are very male heavy and we don't really mind it, honestly, because in the future when, you know, we don't know what to do with a project or something, we'll have plenty of males, you know?
So yeah, I like males. Males are always good.
Yeah, and you know, you
there? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. So yeah, so we figured, you know, the more the merrier on the males. We don't mind having a bunch of them. Some of them are just so cool that we couldn't pass them up, you know? You see these things and they're so overwhelming to the eyes. And me and my wife were definitely, you know, if you post the right thing and we see it, we're going to try and like do our best to at least take a look and try to get it if we can. So we have some other stuff. We have some rainbow boa stuff that we have coming out. We're actually getting into this really cool rainbow project, which is the calico rainbow. I don't know if you've heard of those or seen those.
Nope, I haven't at all.
If you look up, there's not too many of them on Google, but you can find one of them. I don't know exactly what the site was that it was on that I saw them on, but if you look up calico rainbow boas, we're actually pretty soon here getting a male and two females of those. And right now we have a male and a female, just normal Brazilian rainbows. And the calicos, they almost look like a rainbow boa, but with like a pied underside, like all white, like raising up the sides.
Oh, so wow.
They're definitely unique looking. So that would definitely be something to keep an eye out on for us in the future. They are really small right now. And from what I understand on them, the calico doesn't start to show up until they reach adulthood. They don't really get the calico visualness till they start to get like adulthood. So you'll raise them up as the, you know, normal looking rainbows, but then they start to develop it through age. But it's so pretty. When you look them up, you'll be really surprised. They're really nice looking.
Yeah, I'm gonna look them up for sure and see what those guys look like.
But other than that, we don't have, you know, too many different things outside of ball pythons and then just that, the rainbow boas.
Yeah, when I went to your Instagram page, that's where I seen on the title what you guys are focusing on. And I seen that you guys were dealing with rainbow boas on there too. I was actually going to bring it up to you, so I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah, so I mean honestly, they're so pretty, and you take them outside and look at them in the sunlight. I mean, they're just visually overwhelming to look at, and you just kind of sit there and gawk at them, and they're not quite like the ball pythons where they're gonna hang out and like wrap around your wrist or wrap around your neck and you know, take a car ride or whatever you do with, you know whatever everyone does with theirs. They're a little bit racy, kind of constantly like treadmill them a little bit. And they're, you know, but if that's what you like, then that's what, you know, they seem to be more about. Now, I'm sure they will settle down after a little while, you know, when you're handling them, but for the most part, mine seem to be pretty much like they just want to kind of keep cruising around. But it's fun too, you know, it's all different with them. But our ball pythons all seem to be really, really relaxed. And a couple of them get a little racy, like if we're trying to take some photos of them. A few of them don't want to sit still, but for the most part, they just seem to have really good personalities. We don't have too many that are aggressive or anything. You know, some people say that they're, you know, ball pythons like to bite and stuff. I have been, you know, nipped a couple times during feeding and stuff when I'm being stupid and open the thing up and you know, one jumps out real quick and gets me a little bit, but nothing like dramatic. You know, I don't have like one, you know, mean snake really that, you know, or anything like that. You know, I just have a bunch of really cool, even our hatchlings. Like none of our hatchlings, like we had our first clutch on December 5th. And they are all doing good still, and they've never tried to bite me, even from like the very start. So pretty fortunate right now with that, I feel like, because I've seen a lot of people's hatchlings definitely bite, at least strike a little bit, but these seem to be really nice.
Yeah, I find through my experiences that the hatchling's more likely to bite you than an adult one, because they're more vulnerable to become preyed upon when they're that size, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that, you know, I don't think for a second that I'm not ever going to have a little baby that it's going to be just very strikey. So I'm not like saying that anyone's doing anything wrong there with theirs. I just feel like we got really lucky with this first one, and they're just really nice ones for some reason. I'm not real sure if it was, you know, I kind of started handling them a little too early, I think. And I didn't really know much like about the handling as, you know, like the little hatchling. So I feel like if you do handle them too much, it is harder to get them to eat, because they just want to come out and they want you to hold them and stuff instead of like paying attention to what's really going on and trying to eat food. So I think that is kind of important in the beginning to, you know, you can handle them a little bit, but not really like handle them all too much in the very beginning until you do get them a little bit established on food. But all of ours right now are eating frozen thawed mice right now. None of them eat live of the hatchlings, so that's pretty cool to already have them converted over into the frozen already.
Yeah, that's always a better thing too, because like rodent bites are not really that nice, you know what I mean, and they can become defending themselves, you know, for their life and all that. So it's good. It's better for your snake anyways to get it on frozen thawed. That way, less chances of injury and you know,
yeah, I mean,
that way.
We're not into the live. Like, I mean, honestly, none of our snakes eat live. We don't have any of them that eat live right now. Everything eats frozen. So even one of ours started on frozen. He never even ate live from the very beginning. I'm like, wow, that was really cool, like, and easy. But I know it's not always going to be like that, but for right now, we're getting just seems like we're just getting blessed with some of the snakes that we've gotten, and with the first clutch being like 7 good eggs and 7 healthy babies right now, was really nice. And that first one, we got the mail from a friend of ours here locally, who got it from Extreme Exotics, which is our local really awesome exotic pet shop here in town. He got his from there, and then we got the female from there as well, you know, breeder size already, and as a Phantom Mojave, well, she ended up being Super Phantom, and through the pairing, he ended up being a Banana Pewter Bee. So, really cool. We didn't know he had cinnamon in him, and we ended up with a Phantom Pewter Bee, a Banana Phantom Cinnamon Spider, 2 Phantom, two Phantom Bumblebees, and then 2 of these guys that I call Silver Surfers. I believe they are Banana Phantom Cinnamon Pastels. And they're just kind of like all silvered out, and one of them has a little bit of Paradox on it, a little orange Paradox. But that's what I believe them to be. I'm not 100% on those. And then we did get 1 Banana Pastel Phantom as well. It is just really cool. So just a bunch of like 3 and 4 gene snakes out of the first clutch. It was just a really cool pairing. We didn't get anything normal, I guess because of the Super Phantom, which was really cool. And it was just a blessing, you know, to you know, when it's your first clutch, you really don't know exactly if you're doing it right, and you have that little feeling in the back of your head like something might be wrong, and they all just came out perfect. It was just such an overwhelming feeling of like awesomeness.
Oh, so, nice.
Pretty excited about that. And then we do have 3 on the way right now, hopefully, if they did take, and if they do, you know, end up having some eggs in there. We should have three this season here now within the next couple months, and we'll probably try to do some more closer towards October and November. But for now, just three for now. We don't want to get too many females pregnant all at one time. We can only fit about six boxes in our incubator right now, so we don't have too much space for that as of this time. But in the future, we do plan on expanding a little bit.
Yeah, that'll all come with time. That's good. That it seems to you like you know exactly how many you can manage for the time being, that which is very good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I mean, my wife, she's very particular about me not getting too overwhelmed and too many snakes and just doing things that we can't really afford and really handle. So we're trying to be really cautious about that, even though we do have a lot of females. I think we have about 26 females, and it is a little overwhelming thinking that in, you know, 3 years that we could have 20, and, you know, giving certain snakes a break and then, you know, just being cautious about what we're going to breed for that season and what we really want and where we're going with everything and not trying to breed too many at one time, because obviously we can't breed 26 of them at one time with the small box that we have to incubate them in. So unless we had some giant room to incubate eggs in, we're pretty limited on how many clutches we can have. So we're trying to just be really smart about it and not just do anything that we can't really handle and get too overwhelmed with it. So just kind of staying smaller, but actually producing really cool visual, you know, recessive stuff and non-recessive stuff is what we really want to do. The real cool non-recessive stuff that we want to do are these toasted marshmallows. I don't know if you've seen those or not.
Nope, I haven't seen those ones either.
Okay, the toasted marshmallow is a Inchy Calico Cinnamon Spider. Okay, now Inchy and Cinnamon is actually allelic, and then Spider and Calico work really good together, so you're getting an allelic snake with the Spider and Calico mixed with it. So it is actually one of the most just awesome looking things. RL Exotics is the one that I've seen with it. So we went and got a banana centipede, which is a banana cinnamon spider. And then we have a bunch of calico stuff. So we've got an Inchy Calico, and then we've got a red stripe Inchy Calico, which is awesome. We got from Bob. Marshmallow plant is actually going to be a little bit different than the normal cinnamon Inchy calico spider. We're going to mix red stripe and banana and phantom in with it. So that should be really cool. So we have a male banana phantom cinnamon spider with the red stripe Inchy calico. So that's going to be like one of our favorite non-recessive projects. I feel like that is just really going to throw some high contrast and color and pattern. Like, I don't even know what to expect of that one, really.
Yeah, I bet you the outcome's going to be neat, whichever way it works.
Yeah, it should be something really spectacular on that one. But, so, how often do you do the podcast?
This is the second episode I've done on this podcast. I did a podcast way back, but I just found myself really busy and I hadn't got down to an episode till I just decided today if you would be interested, right? And I have one more person that wants to do a podcast too. I'm sure you know of him. He's on our group there on Facebook, Wild About Ball Pythons. You know Jason Thomas from Nioka Ball Pythons?
Jason Thomas. I mean, there's so many of them on there. Like, I know. I probably do. I just have to go back on there and look. I know there's a Ryan Thomas, too. I might get him confused. I know there's Ryan Thomas, and there's probably a Jason Thomas, too. I couldn't tell you right off the bat, but I know I'd have to just look him up. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just make sure.
No, you'll see some of his posts. I'll even I'll tag you in some of his posts. He's got some really cool stuff he's working with, and he's down here in Canada, right? So,
okay,
I'll actually put your name in.
If he's on that site, I probably liked a bunch of his stuff. I mean, I try not to scroll past stuff without liking it. Honestly, like I like everyone's stuff, and it's, you know, a lot of I notice it. Like we get, you know, just blessed every day with a bunch of likes on our posts. And I really appreciate that when people like our stuff like that. I hope that everyone knows that we really appreciate that. And that's really important to me, to let people know that we appreciate the love that they show for all of our animals.
Oh yeah. Sure. I appreciate everyone's love too. Everybody's pretty good on that group, which I'm really liking right about now.
Oh, absolutely. That one just seems like one of the, you know, the better ones that we're in, and we're in a couple really good ones right now, but that the Wild About Ball Pythons is a really good one. I like that one, and there's a few others too that I really like as well, but and just the snake community in general, I mean, I grew up in the surfing community, and it's a lot like that, but a little bit different too, because, you know, surfers can be a little bit uptight sometimes, and if they don't, you know, it's just. And the reptile community is just amazing. We haven't really ran into anybody that we haven't, you know, disliked, other than, you know, you come across a couple scammers here and there on Facebook or something. But other than that, there's been so much love, like all love, you know, like it's just been really nice and a really warm welcoming to all the, you know, bigger breeders that we've bought from and spoke with about stuff. Everyone's super helpful. So, you know, big shout out to all the guys that we've bought from for sure.
Oh, awesome. That's very good. I like to give shout outs to them too. You know, there's some really good people like you said out there. And I find the same thing, that the majority of the people in the reptile hobby are all excellent people. Like you said, you come across a couple people that are scamming, but they're not even really reptile people. They're just trying, people act like they got snakes for sale, and then they just scam people for money when they don't have
action. And that, like, I mean everyone that I've met personally was awesome. People that I've talked to on Facebook are awesome. I started so green. I mean, honestly, if you guys want a good laugh, one of the first people I ever talked to in the reptile community was John Dog from JD Constriction. I called him on the phone, and it was right after we had got our Super Mojave Spider, and I asked him how we could make Xanthix with our Super Mojave, and he kind of chuckled a little bit, and then he explained the genetics to me, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And he kind of broke it down to me, and it was really funny, you know, but that was like, you know, I kind of started out like everyone. I saw like the Stormtrooper after we saw the blue eye leucistics, and I was like, oh my God, I got to have Xanthix. So I'm like, so I called him on the phone, literally just called the number. I didn't know no better. I didn't really, you know, I'm just like, what do I got to lose? I'm just going to call this guy on the phone and figure out what we got to do. So he's like, yeah, you know, get a female from me, and then, you know, next year get a male, and, you know, go from there. And he kind of broke it down to me. And then that's when I discovered Morph Market, and, you know, I went a little bit different route. I actually did not buy from him directly, but I bought from some people that have bought from him. But that was one of my first, like, really kind of green stories, where I called him and I was like, hey, man, I want to make an Xanthic out of my Super Mojave. He's like, well, you got a long road with that one, bud. He's like, here's what your best bet is. And then he kind of broke it down for me. So then I started just really trying to understand everything more, and not just, like, call people randomly without knowing what I was doing. Don't want to make myself look that bad anymore. But that was kind of funny. And then, you know, just starting out, there was a couple people that were very, very helpful to us, and just really gave some good advice. And
hey, buddy.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, no worries, man. I just didn't want to end the podcast like that. So
no. My phone rang and it started to do some weird stuff. I went and clicked back over, but yeah, man, what a good talk tonight. Let's do this again. I really enjoyed the snake talk tonight, and I'd definitely like to go over some of the tips that you know, that people taught me, at least along the way, for what we've learned so far. I mean, I know it's not a lot, but we definitely got some experience on this first clutch, and I would love to share some of the experiences that we had, you know, with some of the people that could, you know, possibly be on their first clutch, some worries and stuff. And I'd like to just kind of, you know, tell some of those people, you know, some of the advice that, you know, some people gave us. So totally would love to do another show with you, bud.
Yeah, we'll do another one for sure. That sounds great to me. And I loved having you on, man. You're a great guest here on Wild About Ball Pythons. I got one last request before we end this, though. Can you give one tip of advice to somebody new, not quite like yourself, because you're not exactly new. You got a lot of snakes, you know what I mean? But you just did start in April, but I'm sure you've learned a fair amount since then. Do you have one tip you could give to the people that are just getting into this hobby, that are new, that are just getting into ball pythons?
Oh, absolutely. You know, find someone, you know, that you can talk to, and just kind of mentor them, and get the advice, you know, just or get multiple people even. I asked a lot of people. The most things that I could, most tips I could give to people is just do a lot of research, look up a lot of stuff online. I mean, we did the same things, but some of the most tips that I could do, or that I could tell people, you know, one of the most important things that I think, if you're gonna get into breeding, is get your incubator and stuff turned on way early before your eggs are gonna hatch. Like, I had mine, or we had ours on for like 2 months before, just checking the temperature and making sure that it was gonna stay right. And
your screen cut out.
Stuff we just really, you know, just plan for the future ahead of time a lot. And that's like one of my biggest tips, is just really plan for the future in this, because the snakes really do grow fast. They are fast growing, and you're if you get a lot like us, you're gonna have to start getting a lot more bigger racks, and it's something that, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And just you know, just really enjoy it, and enjoy them while they're young, because they do get really big really quick. So it's really fun, and just do a lot of research and find someone to mentor. I mean, I've got a guy that I call, you know, probably too much throughout the week, and get advice from him all the time, but he'll spend his time with me talking to me, and, you know, and then I message a lot of people on Facebook, and get a lot of information from people, and there's a lot of help out there. So just don't feel scared to ask people for information, because the people are not scared to give it to you. So that's just my biggest tip.
Yeah, I think your screen cut out again.
Right now, just do a lot of research, and talk to people, and ask a lot of questions. And it's not going to hurt to ask. So if anyone wants to message us, LMC Reptiles on Instagram, or LMC Reptiles on Facebook, or just Matthew Krigo on Facebook, message us, and just keep tuning into us, and checking out the clutches that we have, and would love to do some, you know, some business with people in the future, and, you know, sticker swaps and whatever, and some more podcasts. So I appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, you're welcome. We, like I said, it's glad that we got the chance to talk about this ball python stuff and have you on, because they're so interesting animals to learn about. And can you tell the people one more time, just before you get off here, how they can follow you on Instagram and share the post there for to get the
giveaway.
The thermostat. Thermostat, what am I saying?
Thermostat 100. It's LMC Reptiles on Instagram, and you would just go on there and like our post, and then tag three of your friends and share it. So
okay.
So that's basically it. And then what we're going to do is, everyone who does that, we're going to put you guys in like one of the like spin wheel things, and everyone will be entered to win. So one of you guys will win it, and we'll ship it to you free of cost. Yeah.
Okay, and when is it going down? When you're gonna be checking?
When we get 2,000 followers, we're gonna do the spinoff right after that, as soon as we hit 2,000. So that's the little, you know, if you share it with three of your friends, and then three of their friends share it, and, you know, follow the page too as well. Yeah, so follow it, not like the page, follow the page, and then tag three of your friends and share the post, and that would you know, qualify you of the raffle for the stat.
Okay, everybody, so go and follow Matthew Crago on LMC Reptiles on Instagram, and you could follow him and share the post with three people like he said, and maybe win yourself a thermostat. All right, and I'll end this here so you can get to your other appointment there, Matthew.
All right, bud. Well, hey, man, I appreciate it a bunch, and you guys have a blessed night, and thanks for everyone who's listening, and if y'all have any questions, feel free to text us anytime, message us. Man, just remember, life's better when you own a snake, man. That's it. That's the best advice right now.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome, dude.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Matthew. Talk to you later, man.
All right, bye.
Bye.